Is it not? Well, in a moment, we're going to talk about new genetic engineering that would allow humans to survive extended space missions. That's next with our guest, Marshall Klarfeld, on Coast to Coast AM. Adam, the missing link, tells of mankind's creation by an extraordinary amount of extraterrestrials who occupied the planet Earth 450,000 years ago. It was written by Marshall Klarfeld. Now, upon graduating from Caltech in 1951, Marshall began a 30-year career with Wallace J.S. Johnson's company called Upright Inc. In 1963, Marshall's boss, Wallace Johnson, was elected mayor of Berkeley, California, and sharing Johnson's business and political philosophies, Klarfeld became his aide-de-camp. This partnership produced two national political campaigns, including the New Hampshire presidential primary election of 1976. In spite of all this excitement throughout his life, the lingering questions about man's origins that Marshall pursued while an undergraduate at Caltech still haunted him. They still do. Recently, he completed this book I just mentioned, Adam the Missing Link, blowing the lid off a closely held package of historical and scientific facts proving that the human race was created by alien genetic engineering technology nearly a quarter of a million years ago. He's with us on Coast to Coast. Marshall, how are you?
Fine, George. Good to join C2C again.
Absolutely. New genetic engineering to allow humans to survive extended space missions. Now, would that include going to Mars, for example?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What we're into is a step-by-step progression to get from this planet to our new home, which will be called Earth 2. And that could be in another solar system, George, which would be 500 years away. So in short steps, we'll go to Mars first and then go further. And the problem, of course, what we're going to encounter is this bone loss that you mentioned in the device that's being tested to help them. But you can genetically engineer bones so that they're strong and healthy and last for a long time without having to go through that. You see, genetic manipulation has been taking place for quite a number of years. We've done it to animals. We're doing it to plants. And now, from under the radar is coming what we can do to ourselves. And the tie between what is being currently talked about, and that we can get into that, and the book, Adam, the Missing Link, which tells the story of how we as a species, Homo sapiens, were genetically engineered by some pretty sharp scientists who did it.
Marshall, are we trying to build a better human being? Why didn't Mother Nature just do it all at one swoop and just build the perfect person?
The answer to that, George, I think, is that they didn't give us all of their DNA. In other words, when they made this Homo sapiens species, which we are, they took the egg from the Homo erectus and put some DNA in it. I think they put in maybe 223 genes, it looks like, of their genome, mm-hmm. and then planted that in the womb of a female of theirs and produced Homo sapiens, but we didn't get all the genetic information that they had. So I think we're on the verge now. The program that I would refer people to if they want to check up on it is National Geographic has produced in their Naked Science series, which is terrific, a program called Spacemen, and it's the trials and tribulations that we're going to run into for a long-distance voyage. And then they talked to two very, very prominent scientists, Dr. Cynthia Kenyon and Dr. Lee Silver. And these two have done some remarkable things in the field of genetic manipulation, shall we call it.
Now, what would we do, though, in order to allow humans to extend space missions? What kind of engineering are we talking about?
Okay.
What are some of the things?
Dr. Cynthia Kenyon has taken a worm that she's been working with for years. The worm has about a third of our DNA, and she discovered that by controlling one gene, she nicknamed the gene the Grim Reaper, it determines how long the worm lives. And she switched it off, and the worms live six times longer than normal. And what that relates to, if you extrapolate back into our DNA, we could live to be 500 years.
Don't you think, though, Marshall, we're also going to, because of boredom, also have to put human beings in some form of suspended animation while they're out there?
Yeah, she's discovered, and her latest discovery is that the same gene controls suspended animation, or what we call hibernation. It's like the bears. And if we can put our astronauts into this suspended animation state, they'll consume less of the life support materials required on the trip, and then they'll arrive fresh and invigorated, ready to go to work when they get to their destination.
How soon do you think this really will start?
Well, that's the key question. That's the million-dollar question, George. They're talking, Lee Silver, who has been at this for quite a while, is talking 50 years, that in 10-year increments that we will be able to produce this change in the genome. First of all, we've got to find some of the genes in our own DNA that are similar to the worm, and then manipulate them. And it's all a process of making us healthier, making our lungs stronger so that we can breathe better in limited air. And in 10 years, we might find a new planet that we could habitat. In other words, the scientists on the astronomical end of it are looking for a place. And they're finding new solar systems with planets on them. When they find the suspected Earth 2, then we're going to have to plan a long-range program. And part of it is we've got to make our astronauts survive that length of time, healthy, strong, vigorous, and ready to go to work when they get there.
You know, Marshall, when we open up the phones in a few minutes for people to talk with you, I'd like to ask them to consider whether we should be genetically engineering and altering humans. I'd like to get everyone's views on that. I'm not so sure, Marshall, we should be playing around with Mother Nature. What do you think?
I think what's going to happen is going to happen, George. And if you tie it into what the story of Adam the missing link is, in other words, if you see that where we came from as a species means that we're unique in that that's what they created for us, but we can also create new species. We're going to be able to change for different reasons in different locations in different environments, a species that'll adapt to that. And having the ability to do that is going to offend some people because it's like playing God. And I just think that where it's going to happen first is in China.
See, I just think something's going to go wrong. That's my biggest concern.
Well, let me tell you about the research I did in the book. They made a lot of mistakes in the beginning. I thought, you know, that they knew what they were doing. But
they being the extraterrestrials of 450,000 years ago.
Who were trying to create us had the learning curve, and the mistakes occurred, and they finally got it right, and here we are. I mean, you and I are a very special people, George.
Well, what kind of abominations, then, did they create in the beginning?
Well, things went wrong, like double heads fingers and no toes. And one of the interesting things was that they were mixing these DNA in crystal beakers and implanting the DNA into the egg of the Homo erectus and then transferring it. What worked the first time beautifully for them is they changed to a clay beaker, an earthen beaker.
What's the difference? What's the significance?
They don't know. We don't know, but I think our scientists are catching up with that now. You might check on some of the DNA experiments that are going on, and they mix it in with clay, and it seems to work. And I think there's some references to that along the way, that we came from the dust of the earth. And that may be a reference to the fact that that's what worked. In other words, they kind of were very creative, but also they documented a lot of things. And from the translations of the cuneiform tablets that you can read about in the book.
Let me ask you, for people who didn't hear our interview with you, our full program on Adam the Missing Link, how did you come to the conclusion that we were visited by extraterrestrials and that they began to genetically alter mankind a long time ago?
Good question, George. And the answer is that the questions that were in my mind needed to be answered. I gathered all the information. I went around the planet looking for physical evidence. I found 12 or 14 major structures that couldn't have been built at the time they were dated at by anything but some extraterrestrial power that knew and had talent beyond the local population. I put that together with the translations that Zachariah Sitchin did mm-hmm. in his many, many books, and the picture came together. It fit. All the pieces, the questions in my mind were satisfied to my level of understanding, and I thought I'd share it with people and let them decide for themselves. So I produced the book, Adam the Missing Link, and in the book, I have pictures. I have over 145 pictures along with text, which shows the evidence. I call it irrefutable evidence of their existence here, and the Sumerian King's List dates it about 450,000 years ago when they first got here. And then, of course, our anthropologists have told us that our species is about 250,000 years old, and it fit. Everything fell into place, and it just, it's incredible.
So you agree with Sitchin's analysis of the Sumerian tablets?
Yes, sir.
That those extraterrestrials came from Nibiru and came here, did what they had to do. They wanted to alter humans in order to create workers, a workforce,
right.
So
right.
they could dig for gold to take
primitive
it back
workers.
Because they needed to sprinkle gold particles in their atmosphere, to retain the atmosphere.
I give that story in my book. I mean, that whole background is kind of gives people an overview of how things happen, why they happen. And I think it's, you can ask yourself if you think about it, who created them?
Why didn't they go the full boat here? Why didn't they, rather than give us a certain amount of their DNA, why didn't they just give it to
us
all?
They didn't want to have equals, George. They figured, let us figure it out for ourselves. And that's where we are right now. We're figuring out how to do what they did because we have the ability and the desire in certain parts of the world to do this. And it's going to get done. I don't think it can be stopped. You asked the question, should we do it? My answer is you can't stop it from happening.
Well, that's the question. When we come back with our guest, Marshall Klarfeld, should we do it? Should we genetically alter human beings to make them bigger, stronger? Who knows what? Should we do it? We'll open up the phone lines for you. West of the Rockies, 800-618-8255. East of the Rockies, 800-825-5033. First time caller line, 818-501-4721. And the wildcard line, 818-501-4109. I'm George Norrie. Our guest tonight, Marshall Klarfeld, this hour on Coast to Coast AM. A couple important items I want to follow up with you. First of all, throw your prayers and your thoughts to the executive director of the UFO Expo, a friend of ours, Victoria Jack. She's in the hospital fighting for her life. She has for years been coping with degenerative liver disease, which now appears to be in its last stages. This has caused some complications with her entire filter system and her blood and will lead to an eventual transplant if that's possible. So throw some prayers Victoria's way if you would. The expo, by the way, they say is still scheduled for October 15th and 16th, but she needs your support more than ever. And also, as you well know, I am pushing and backing Pat Boone for the record Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And sometime next June, they'll look at more potential candidates to name them into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I would just love Pat Boone to make it. Earlier in his career, he did play rock and roll music. He wasn't like Elvis. He wasn't like some of the others. But Pat Boone stood on his own, believe me. What I need is your help. I need 300 of you. This is not going to cost you anything, just a little time, to go to this website, backpat.org. I'll spell it for you. And when you get to that website, just register your vote, your support for Pat Boone. That's all we need. I just need 300 of you to do it. B-A-C-K-P-A-T. Backpat.org. It's simple as that. Back in a moment. Well, you've got Coast to Coast AM. I'm George Norrie with our guest this hour, Marshall Klarfeld, and your phone calls. Marshall, do you have a chance to talk with anthropologists, scientists, about your theory, Zechariah Sitchin's theory, that we were visited, that we were altered? And if so, what do they say to you?
Well, I get varying answers, George. To be perfectly honest with you, there's kind of a split in the scientific community. There are those that are willing to look forward, like Timothy Ferris. He's a physicist up there at Berkeley, and he put out a movie, a PBS movie, that I'd recommend to anybody that wants to see some really interesting things. It's called Life Beyond Earth, and he has a whole group of high-powered scientists who, every one of them says there's life out there in this universe of ours, and that we got to make contact with it. That's what they're working on. So those people are very receptive to the story of Adam, the missing link, the new history of mankind's creation. Then there's this other group of scientists who just poo-poo it as, you know, well, extraterrestrials, what are you talking about? And, you know, they kind of look at you funny. And I say, well, you know, Galileo, 400 years ago, said something that nobody believed either, that we weren't the center of the universe. That's just 400 years ago that everybody thought, or the powers to be thought, that the sun, that the earth was the center of the universe and everything revolved around us. Well, of course, Copernicus came along, and Galileo was eventually proven right. But in the meantime, they put him under house arrest and told him not to say that anymore. So, you know, it's like, things keep moving. You can't stay still, George. Things just move forward, and we've got to do certain things. You know, our survival is at stake, and what we're going to do, we're going to have to. And if you think about it, if the story of the Anunnaki coming here, George, they were for their survival. In other words, their planet was in trouble.
Well, that's true. If that story is indeed accurate, that's
the
reason they
came
here.
They came here to save their planet. We were an afterthought. You know, they were doing pretty good without us for 200,000 years.
Well, there is that survival in I think, anything, any life form. Let's go to the phones.
Look at it this way, too, George, that, you know, we look out in the universe now, and we see solar systems like ours where the sun goes supernova.
Yep.
It blows up, and it consumes all the planets. Now, if we want to have a home and we want to have our species survive, we've got to do these things to get a new Earth, too, someplace where we can go and habitate. It's survival. It's not going to come right away, but we know, our scientists tell us, this is going to happen. Our star is just like every other star out there.
And there could also be some calamity. Maybe we'll see something coming this way, some collision.
Right. Yeah, another. Yeah. So we need to be prepared, and I think what's going to happen is that we will do what we have to do to get the job done.
To the phones we go. East of the Rockies, you're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hello, George. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you.
This is Dallas. I'm in Oklahoma. I've called here before. How are you? I was going to ask Marshall. I have a question. Well, it's going to answer, the question is going to answer Marshall's, or your question, George, about is it wise to mess around with Mother Nature?
Mm-hmm.
I would like to ask Marshall if he's familiar with the old 1958 version of The Fly.
Yes.
Have you seen that movie?
Yeah, I remember that movie.
Okay, well, on the movie, the doctor said there are some things in life that people shouldn't experiment with. And looking at the final scene of that movie, it is really unwise. Or do you really think it's wise to be messing around with Mother Nature? And I'll hang up now, George. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Well, I don't think it is wise to do things that would cause us grief and bad results. But I do think that there is this kind of imperative that we have to leave this planet. We can't stay here. Our home is going to get incinerated. And when you look at it that way, you say, well, you know, how do we find a new home and how can we make it habitable and how do we get ourselves there so our species continues? So the survival of our species is prime and you got to do what you got to do.
What two words from the movie The Fly, Marshall, will we always remember? Do you remember? Do you remember?
No, I don't, George.
Okay, here we go. Help me.
Yeah, all right.
Remember?
Yes.
It's when he turned into a little tiny fly, then he got swatted. That's in the original.
Right.
Wild Card Line, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hi there.
Hello, my name's David. I'm calling from Spokane, Washington.
Hi, David. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me on. this is probably going to ruffle some tail feathers, but I am in support of the altered genetics. And my reasoning is that, you know, we're already in a bad state of, look, humans, we die. And that's anything that we can change that can make death or our infurialities, or whatever you want to call it, a lesser substance, I would support it. I mean, people look at scientists as looking and finding medicine, ways of curing us and helping us as something not to be tampered with at one time. And, you know, if people want to believe that there's a God that creates and is the great designer and stuff like this, and that we shouldn't tamper with that, and, you know, because we might turn out mutated or people that are in bad shape. I mean, there's animals and humans every day that are born mutated, physically wrong, with problems, you know. And I believe that we need to take things in our own hands, and if we can better things, go for it all the way.
Well, David, you make it a compelling reason in order to genetically alter human beings, Marshall. But on the other hand, though, again, it's playing with Mother Nature. Are we becoming gods, Marshall, when we do this? Thanks, David.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so, George. And what I'd say to David is right on, man. You got it right. You got to keep going in that direction, and we will cure all the things that destroy us, and we will have long and healthy, productive lives through this genetic manipulation. It's something that's going to benefit humanity. The fact that we can do it, George, doesn't make us gods. It's just science. And it's understanding how it works, how the DNA, the mystery of that is being unraveled, and how to support it, rebuild it, and make us stronger and better humans.
You're giving me an idea for part two of my roundtable discussions.
Okay.
West of the Rockies, you're on the air with us. Hi there. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on.
Oh, can't hear too well. My name is Gary. I'm from Los Angeles.
Hi, Gary. Go ahead.
And I wanted to call Marshall's attention to something. I'm sure he has a lot more contacts than I do. And apparently when they did create us, they created they gave us something that turned out to be a problem. And that's probably why we don't live to be so old. There's two pumps in the sides of the skull that if your teeth aren't absolutely perfect as far as the way they mesh and your TMJ and your eyesight perfect, or with glasses that make them perfect, that'll create problems through the whole body as far as it can affect the lungs and all the various organs and all the way down to the bottom of the feet, the knees and everything. An osteopath pointed this out to me some weeks ago. He's been studying this over 30 years, and I just thought I would throw that out in case you have any contacts for the future along those lines.